This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Riley Smith. The tariff volatility is continuing as President Trump announced a 90-day pause. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
The past week has been full of tariff whiplash. President Trump recently announced a 90-day pause in the reciprocal tariffs in place on many U.S. trading partners. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the situation has changed rapidly over the last 7 days.
The 10% tariffs went into effect last weekend. Specific country tariffs, the higher ones, were supposed to go into effect on April 9th. And then the president came on April 9th and said, well, we're going to do a 90-day pause. Right now, we're waiting to see what happens next, but the specific country, the very high tariffs, haven't gone into effect.
Salmonson said it's important to note there was one significant exception to the pause, China, which actually saw an increase in tariffs.
Right now, we've got a 125% additional tariff on Chinese goods that would enter the U.S., and they had retaliated and said, well, we're going to put up to an 84% tariff on U.S. goods going into China. We'll see what impacts that has going forward on all U.S. goods exports, but of course, particularly our agricultural exports.
Salmonson added that the next 3 months will be critical for negotiations.
But now is the time for discussion. I think a lot of the countries, whether they had the 10% additional or the much higher levels that they're country specific, will be engaging in discussions with the administration, see what kind of a deal they can work out in exchange for, again, reducing their tariffs, looking at some of their non-tariff trade barriers in agriculture, of course, we're looking to standards.
For more information, visit fb.org. Find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.